I won't be before you long. But this intro is coming out strong. Shout out to the hoodie man. What's really goody, man? They were more stacked than a cookie man. Ay. Most ignorant man in the hood. 330, throw it up. What's good? Battle rap recap, dynamic duo, Waybird, Wave Gang, understood. I'm the best, better ask around. If you don't think you can catch around, I get money all day doing intros. What you think? I sit around and do nothing, you out your mind. But it ain't about me, so hit the like button and subscribe to the channel. And most importantly, put your hoodie up.
I stay with my hoodie up.
Oh, hoodie. I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
I stay with my hoodie up.
Oh, hoodie.
I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
I stay with my hoodie up.
Oh, hoodie.
I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
I stay with my hoodie up.
Oh, hoodie.
I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
I stay with my hoodie up.
Oh, hoodie.
I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
I stay with my hoodie up.
Oh, hoodie.
I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
What's good? What's good? What's good? It's the most ignorant nigga in the hood, the Hoodie Man, featuring
President Slim. What we getting into, bro? Let's not knock another one out, another classic.
Another classic, something that these niggas can't do. And shout out to my haters. Let me start off by saying that because I know a lot of y'all motherfuckers see the dynamic duo be doing things and y'all can't stand it. I get it. But I feel like I take all love equally. So that's just your way of expressing love. And I appreciate that. So all my haters, let me give y'all a personal shout out. Also, now you can follow the Dynamic Duo on Patreon. We made it, baby. But today's topic is your livelihood worth cyber sex? And what I mean by that is, it be niggas that be in the best situation. Women too have the best situation. All your bills paid, everything good. And they usually hit you with the same line. For women, it's boredom. For niggas, it's curiosity. Either way, you're going to fail. There is no reason, if you're a married man or in a relationship or have a significant other that could be holding a child, you should ever think about cyber pussy. Because you don't know, first off, who's on the other side of that phone. Second of all, and most importantly, everything is connected through your email. So whether you delete it or not, the bitch will know. And how they tell you to say no to drugs, say no to cyber sex. Meet the bitch in person. Get to know the bitch. But do not leave a cyber trail. Don't take my word for it. You can also hear it from El Presidente.
Man, you know, I'm going to say, like, if you are in that position to where you got you a wife or a steady girlfriend, a significant other, you know, the cheating route is kind of lame. It's getting played out. Too many consequences. So we're going to start it off there. But to be committed and to get yourself caught up in some internet stuff, like, you know, you get your little boo on Twitter, Instagram, and you inboxing and all of that, like, man, that's crazy. You know, get yourself caught up with a female that's 3-4 states away, 5-6 states away on a whole nother coast. Why would you do that when you got somebody laying next to you? Is my thing right there, bro. How you feeling, bro? How you feel about that?
And it's just ridiculous, brother, because then you end up living like a Sims point of view out the back of Ubers, looking for love, and you know you can't be loyal. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. My thing is, if you know deep in your heart you can't be loyal because technology brings out the worst in you, then put the phone down. Take a breather. Take a walk. Say no to cyber sex. It ruins everything. People are scared to post their relationships on Facebook now. Not because they don't love you or they feel they're going to get attacked by somebody that a significant other might know. It's because of cyber sex. They don't want to get caught up. Mm-hmm. It should never be like that. Whatever happened to the good old days when if you were a cheater, you did it privately? Mm. Whatever happened to, hey, I'll be back, I'm about to go kick it with the guys. Like, what the fuck, man? Now we... Y'all just cut all that out. Bitches even appreciate it when niggas cheated like that because it piqued their interest. It's like, I know what you're doing, but now my mind is wondering how you do it. Bitches love mystery, but you give them none with cyber sex. They can read. Ladies and gentlemen, for all these dumb niggas out here who think that women can't read, 411, they can very well. You stupid niggas. Then y'all are trying to delete y'all message, not knowing that the party's already screenshotted everything you said and just waiting for you to act up so they can send it to your bitch. Niggas should have stopped cyber sex when screenshots start hitting the world.
Like, it's all about the receipts.
Oh my God, talk about receipts. I thought you only got those in stores. Not anymore.
Oh, nah.
Thanks to screenshots. Oh my God. And ladies and gentlemen, y'all think I'm lying? In the battle rap community, Miss Godiva just exposed Mav through what? Screenshots.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, watch what you say. And don't go out to hurt your significant other. The dynamic duo isn't known for giving game all the time for free, but this needs to be said because I've watched a lot of my fellow brothers lose their livelihoods, end up in a divorce. Some of them have to pay child support all because of cyber sex. Some of them lost their livelihood and never even got to get the cyber pussy. Imagine.
That's crazy.
Y'all niggas need to wake the fuck up. And cyber pussy ain't worth that. Go ahead, brother.
I'm not the dude that even, you know, I really don't believe in that whole curiosity thing. Oh, I did it because I was curious about such and such.
Talk about it.
You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, by the time we reach a certain age, we didn't been with a few. Been in a couple relationships or whatever. I mean, how much more different do you think this one is than another one? Like, how curious can you get off of a profile picture? Like, and we all know what social media and all of that is, you know, it's somebody putting their best foot forward. Like, the person in that profile picture is not going to be the person that you meet.
Facts.
So you're curious. Like, how curious do you have to be? You know what I'm saying? Like, these are things that we know.
You're absolutely right.
She looks so good. I just had to find out. Like, nigga, looks can be very deceiving. You don't know who this person is. You don't know what kind of nutcase this woman or man is, you know, depending on what you after.
And you can run into those situations like Tay Rock when you think it's a female and you got to call smack and be like, Who is this nigga?
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what? That's a whole another case study right there, because I believe that nigga was taking on all comers. Like, it didn't matter what it was. But, you know, that's another blog.
That's another topic for another day. But what we are saying is, and El Presidente is completely right, pussy doesn't vary as much as people want you to believe. I know rappers, females, and this will be another topic we'll talk about too, over-exaggeration in rap music, but that's on a later day. But I feel you cannot say she got some wet wet and then be like she got some wet and then be like she got some eye and then be like she got some garbage, because I'll give you one thing. All sex ain't the same. Some bitches know how to do it. Some bitches don't know how to do it. I think that plays a role in how good you think the pussy is. Because when you think about it, all pussy looks and most time feel the same. Some women can squirt and get it wetter than others. I'll give them that. But what I believe is if a bitch know how to throw that thing back and do all that, you might think the pussy is way better than what it is, when really it's just a pussy.
Man, let me drop a little game right here.
Break it down. I just wanted to give you a heads up of what's about to happen, but go ahead.
Let me drop a little game.
Oh shit.
You ever? No, I ain't gonna go there. But I'm just gonna say this. Like, some niggas can't get one to do what the next one can. Just because it wasn't wet for this dude don't mean it wasn't wet for the other one.
That's a fact.
Maybe you can't get her to that point. You know what I'm saying? So all them dudes that be going around saying all this foul stuff about these females, maybe it's because your game ain't all that great.
And that's
you know what I'm saying? There's factors that go into it. But dudes be so quick to just run around and try to down a female because their performance ain't up to par. Just to get a couple notches on their belt, let the homeboys know they did something with a girl. But maybe what you did wasn't about shit.
That's a bar.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
bar.
Dudes be so fucking lame to go around talking about their conquests and putting rumors out on females and you know, all of this to make they self look good. But in actuality, you making yourself look terrible.
Super.
All that kiss and tell stuff is for the birds. Like, who does it? Matter of fact, shouldn't nobody be doing it?
Yep, quit that kiss and telling.
You know what I'm saying?
Because guess what? Go ahead.
All that's going to do is get you in a jam, especially if you, you know what I'm saying, you got you something at the house.
I was just about to get into that because I was going to say the kiss and tell leads to cheating. And this is not a reach, ladies and gentlemen. If a bitch or one of my niggas tell me that he know this bitch, right, and she be throwing it back, her shit A1, whoop-de-whoop. And this is me and my youth. And I go meet up with the bitch. Odds on, the bitch probably got a nigga. Because most bitches, you know what I'm saying, like, they gonna be with a nigga for love, some for stability, some just for the ride. But she got a nigga. And if I hit that, she cheated and so did I. Because odds on, I had a bitch. And if I was single at the time and still attempted to do that, a party cheated. So what I'm saying is, even a motherfucker gossiping to get me excited about it, or let's say in the circumstances, if it was a female and she was on the other foot, is going to lead to cheating. Because now you're intrigued. So don't kiss and tell. Because you might kiss and tell the wrong motherfucker and they fuck your bitch. Or ladies might have sex with somebody you like.
Yeah, you know, there really isn't any good that can come out of that whole kissing and telling. You know what I'm saying? It's just lame. It's weak.
Weak as fuck.
You know what I'm saying? Super weak.
And cut that cheating shit out. And I'm not trying to be holier than thou because I'm not perfect. I've cheated in my past. This is probably one of the first times in a long time that I've been in a faithful, committed relationship. And I'm proud of me for that. You know what I'm saying? But the cyber sex, that shit is for the birds. It gotta go. When I meet every bitch, I must meet you. That's the best way for me to get a read on you. And vice versa. I don't know you over a cell phone because in all honesty, I don't know if it's you. That's how MTV made a show called Catfish. That's how you got the movie Catfish. You don't want to get catfished, motherfucker. That's the first thing if you automatically thinking that because you were cheating that nigga. I've been in that situation. Why have your heart pumping out your chest when you could just be committed to who you got? If it's really that big of an issue, take a breather. Walk down the street. Don't fuck up your livelihood and your family because this bitch got a big ass booty and know how to clap and all that other good shit that you like to see. It's not worth it. She don't give a fuck about your family. She just wants your money. Damn.
Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like dudes, when it comes to like the cheating thing, man, you know, some we all done screwed up somewhere in a relationship, you know, in the younger years or maybe some more current, you know what I mean? But I'm just here to say that it's too much work.
Oh man.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh man.
You find yourself telling a million lies that you gotta keep up with. You gotta send a message and straight up delete it. You gotta air so many things that goes into it. The whole keeping your phone on silent at night and all this, all like it really is not worth the stress at the end of the day.
Facts.
I'm the type of dude, man, especially in my old age, I done got lazy than a mug. You know what I mean? I go to work and do my thing.
Shout out to the laziness. I'm a Leo. Had to put that in there. Shout out to the laziness.
You know what I'm saying? I go to work, do my job. I come home, spend time with the kid and you know, and doing a podcast. And I really don't have the energy to be chasing females around and covering my tracks and telling lies. And it's like, what is the point? You know what I'm saying? What would be the point in that? And I know, like, you know, there's a, as men, you know, if you doing your thing properly, you're a busy guy. All men are busy. You got something going on. And to be wasting energy on the extramarital or the extra relationship stuff, it just doesn't make sense. Be happy with what you got at the house. And if you're not happy, then get happy.
And if you can't get happy, then leave.
Get a divorce. Straight up. Straight up. Because there's no sense in, because, you know, once you get caught, then it's, you got to come up with the excuse as to why you done it. When in actuality, you only did it because you thought you could get away with it. You got to come up with the, oh, I was curious, or, oh, you wasn't spending enough time with me, or the, oh, you don't talk to me enough, or the, oh, you don't give me enough sex. And, you know what I mean? You got to come up with some BS. For the most part, that's what it is. And then you turn around and you be arguing something, and you know you even lying about the excuse as to why you did it. It's pointless.
It is.
It's pointless, bro.
Another point into what you were saying, because you were spitting all facts. I just want to add this on. This is why you should leave. Because even if the bitch decides to keep you, or vice versa, if it's a woman and a guy, it's always going to be brought up. The relationship is going to be shaky.
That's a fact. It's
going to be a dark cloud. There's no need to stay. You're going to try to fight for love that this woman can never give you thoroughly because of that cloud. And you can't get rid of that cloud because you brought it here.
That's a fact.
So at the end of the day, like my co-host said many pods ago, if you are a cheater or a manipulator, leave. There is no need to make an excuse.
Just go.
Just go. Like, why are you still here? You ain't got to be in my face. Like, I don't understand why when people cheat, they even go back. I would respect a cheater enough if they called the phone and be like, yo, can you just pack my shit up and put it outside? Just pack it up and put it outside. There's no way I can tell you, like, straight up. Just put it all outside. We can avoid the argument right now. You ain't got to slap me, burn none of my shit. Well, you can if you want to. I won't be mad. Just put it outside. You know what I'm saying? And tell the kids you love them. Like, that person, even though you might look at them like, man, that was dumb. That was actually cool. You avoided a DV because you know it's going to lead to that. And then on top of that, you knew you was wrong. She going to read that you was wrong once you say put the clothes out. Mm-hmm. You might even have her thinking for the rest of her life, I don't know what he did. Like, for the rest of her life, she might even start going out to places, calling hotline numbers, thinking something wrong with her coochie. Like, should I put more vinegar on it? Y'all don't even know. All because this nigga left, never gave a specific reason, and just disappeared. But he know why he disappeared, because he was wrong. What could you tell that woman? I ain't saying y'all got to go that dramatic route, but what I'm saying is, if you are a cheater, do not show your face, because conflict will happen. You can avoid all this. It's just too real, man. We out here saving lives.
I mean, you know, like, when you cheat on somebody, you know what I mean? You cheat on somebody that's being faithful to you. I mean, you gonna owe them an explanation as to why you cheating or whatever, or why you leaving, or, you know what I'm saying? You just can't up and dip in the middle of the night, bro. You can't do that. And she ain't gonna let you go. She gonna wanna know what, she gonna wanna know something.
Hey, listen. You know what I'm saying? If I'm that nigga,
you know, but you get in,
and I had to leave in the middle of the night. I had to say nothing to her. I left her with, like, you know, I'm a good nigga. I'm gonna leave her with at least like a band or two. You know what I'm saying? And a note, but the note won't tell her what I did. It's just gonna tell her that I'm leaving. And then, I, you know what I'm saying? I have all the kids' shit that I bought them that I was keeping away in the storage, have it all brought to the house in the morning. But I'm already in a whole different state because I'm a dirty-ass nigga who don't deserve that. I'll still stay in contact with the kids, though. Like, I'll call her. Like, believe it or not, I'm not red-red. She's just going to be like, why can't we be together? Like, don't worry about that. How the kids know? Like, you're just going to leave and not tell me why? You will think that for the rest of your life. Yeah, I said it. You will think that for the rest. And listen, that's if I was a cheater, because to me, once you're a cheater, your value is low. Very low. Because guess what? Since you're a cheater, you can't be trusted. And in the old school, they love to put cheating right next to lying, right next to thief. And if you any of those three, you can't be around me.
Bro, if you cheating, you doing all three of them.
All right. So you can't be around me. So your value now has decreased a lot. So I felt like if I was one of those lame-ass motherfuckers that did that and had the nerve to want to lie and pussyfoot around the situation to keep my family and be in my kids' face, but no, I'm a dirty-ass piece of shit, I wouldn't be mad motherfucker talk shit about me. A fucking cheater. I don't even deserve my wife, and she don't even know that I cheat. And even if I tell her now, she gonna be like, well, I've been here for 20 years. Where am I gonna go? You know what I'm saying? So, shit. It's crazy. It's crazy, y'all. Like, don't cheat. Don't put the woman in a situation where her emotions become conflicted, because you're getting a ticking time bomb when that happens. Mm-hmm. She don't know what she's capable of, because her emotions are like Hulk Hogan. They're running wild. This bitch could stab you, hug you, kiss you, drown you, poison you, feed you dinner all in one. When they tell you it's a thin line between love and hate, cheating is how you get to that line.
That's a fact. Man. That's a fact.
Bruh, they don't know, bruh.
Yeah, because, you know, it sends your partner through some psychological stuff. Because they start, sometimes, not all of them, they'll be thinking like, well, damn, did I deserve it? Was I not good enough? Was I not this? Was I not that? Was I not? You know what I mean? It puts them in a horrible spot. It makes them start thinking less of they self. And you really don't want to do that to somebody. You know what I mean? That's some terrible shit to do. You know what I mean? There's so many levels that cheating takes couples through. Then you get them couples that where they just cheating on each other. Then it's like, well, damn, what is y'all together for? You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Just be super toxic. Everybody just toxic. And them be the ones that be cheating with multiple people. So it's not even like she got a steady side piece and or he got a steady, they both just giving it away. Whoever come along, you know what I mean? Like, that's the way it normally is. Like, we just got to get our shit together, period. Like, everybody. Men, women, just everybody just need to get that shit together. Because there ain't that much curiosity in the world.
It all starts with say no to cheating. Ladies and gentlemen, say no to cheating. If you feel in your heart that you love this motherfucker, you try to talk and work it out. If that don't work and it gets to the point where you know it's time to leave, then give the motherfucker heads up that you leaving and leave. And if they're one of those psycho, crazy, abusive motherfuckers, then you know what to do, ladies. You know what to do.
Facts.
I ain't promoting violence, but I ain't gonna tell you, be quiet. So I just feel like you cannot let somebody fuck with your psyche, because it will come back to bite them, believe it or not. You might think they over there insane in the membrane, and then when they find your ass again, they might randomly want to fuck you up. It could have been 15 years down the road, and they just remember the most traumatizing mental pain that they went through was because of you. Oh, yeah. Then you get some women who take that situation and it molds them to be better people. And there's a lot of y'all out there. And shout out to y'all.
Mm-hmm.
But do not accept cheating. Cheating is not Visa.
Right.
Do not let these niggas treat cheating like it's Visa. Please don't.
You know, and sidebar on all of this, but man, like, people, y'all got to stop carrying your last baggage from your past however many relationships until your new one. Maybe it's just me, but I hate when a motherfucker, we trying to get to, and she telling me about how these six other niggas and did her wrong. I'd be like, man, I really don't want to hear that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it hurt you that bad and you still talking about it, you probably need to just sit down for a while. Like, get out of this dating game. But you got to get over that. Maybe that's just me, but man, I mean, I do not talk about my past relationships to nobody. Once that shit is over to me, it is over. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I was a hooper also. And I know if I came in the game and I missed my first four shots, I'm thinking that next one finna go in. I ain't even thinking about them four I just missed. That's just me. That's just the type of personality I am. Oh, it didn't go well, but fuck it. This next one gonna go right.
I want to give a shout out to you because I don't disagree with none of that. My perspective on it is shut the fuck up. Mm-hmm. Not even to be rude, but you got to shut the fuck up. Because listen, if I tell you all of my past, you ain't going to want to hear that. So you should also be courteous of the significant other. We are both here for the same reason. Our last relationships did not go well. Or we would not be talking to each other right now. Correct? Correct. So why are we even mentioning that? It's kind of like stating the obvious. And that is annoying. People don't like that. If you disagree, you can state it in the comment section. But I just feel like stating the obvious is very retarded, and I don't like that. Now, if you feel somebody's dumb and you got to state the obvious to them, like, say, for example, if you touched a girl, right, and she jumped up real, like, you know what I'm saying, scared, horrified, timid, mm-hmm. you should have the common sense to know that in her past she might have been sexually abused. So if you the type of nigga who's still pressuring sex on this bitch and this bitch done showed you that, then you're a disgusting piece of shit. It's obvious that this girl doesn't want that type of connection. And you're still going to do it anyway? That's how I feel about that dumbass conversation.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like
about Timmy John, Jacob Jingleheimer, or Smith, how they did you.
Right.
Just like you don't care about any bitch that did me wrong. We are here to see where me and you stand.
Where we go.
where we stand. Because guess what? I know you're on your defense because I'm on mine. So it's going to be a lot of shit in the beginning that me neither you tolerate. So in the beginning, we're taking a read. We might not even kiss. We might not even hug. We might just have a conversation for a whole 3 weeks. I don't give a fuck. But one part of that conversation we will not have is about the past. Now, if you want to ask me about, you know what I'm saying, relatives or shit that I feel is in a normal conversation of getting to know somebody, like what I'm allergic to and shit like that, then yeah. But wondering why I could be emotionally scarred, shout out the little baby, no, you don't need to know that. So I agree with my calls on that.
You know, it's not really like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand having a conversation about it, but not when we first start talking. And not where you keep bringing it up about, but, you know, but you that's know my first boyfriend used to bust me over my head every time I would listen to Beyonce. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? Like, okay, you talked about that a few months ago. Like, why do we keep bringing this up?
Exactly.
Never gone upside your head. Why are we talking about this?
Because it always happened in the beginning. The first thing you said was the nail in the coffin. It happens in the beginning. You rarely get a repeated that conversation. That's why I agree with you now. This ain't no disagreement. Yeah. If they repeat that, it's a cutoff. I don't even want to deal with you. But it usually happened where you said it, in the beginning.
Like,
they just got over that motherfucker. So you gonna hear about that motherfucker. It's a given. But if you are a woman with prestige, that shit don't even matter. Bro. You straight to the bag. Into your next mission.
It sounds like you like miss it. If you keep bringing it up, you must miss somebody busting you upside your head when Beyonce come on.
I miss when Charlie used to hit me with that bottle.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, I really don't want to hear that. I just don't. I just don't. I don't be. I just don't believe in being in a relationship talking about Stacey.
Bitch start poking you in the face and shit. You don't hit her. She like, man, my nigga Stevie would have been smacked the fuck out of me. Poking
you. You know what I'm saying? Like, leave that shit in the past. And don't be giving somebody your whole life story that first conversation. Y'all, some people really got to stop doing that.
Oh, man. I ain't going to even dwell on that.
That drives me crazy.
I ain't going to even dwell on that. That's common sense.
I mean, because where do we go from here? I know everything. You know what I'm saying? Those are my pet peeves, bro. Because I'm the type, before we go forward, because I got a lot to lose. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of good things going for me. So I'm not going to mix up with just any old body. Like, before we get into all this, I need to get to know you. But that don't mean I want to know every little thing about you the first time we talk. Because I'm like I want to go layer by layer like an onion. Layer by layer. I'm not the type that's trying to get married in 6 months. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's take our time and get to know each other. Find out if we actually really like each other. And then move forward.
Well, I know in this generation/time period in life, everything moves fast. So what
right.
I'm saying is not that it's unrealistic, because it is. It's just
it is.
It's just to meet a bitch.
That's not for me.
To do that is going to be really, really hard. You know what I'm saying? Because they know that life is moving fast. And just like a drug dealing ass nigga, they're trying to get to every dollar, every bag, every move, every play, every phase, whether it's relationship, financial, anything. So I'm looking at it like, to ask a woman to slow down, you have to be a certain type of male to get the woman that's willing to conform to slowing down. Because I look at women like hybrid foreign cars, not because they're fast, because I don't want nobody to mistake that as me saying women are fast, because that's not it. But what I'm saying is their drive and the miles per hour that they can get to, you rarely gonna see them on 60. Why be on 60 when you can go to 140 and 150? So right. To meet a male driver that you're willing to let them sit behind the wheel and coast you everywhere is a big deal. And a lot of dudes take advantage of women that give them that opportunity. And y'all need to wake up.
Man, that's I really don't understand how they don't get it. You know what I mean? Like, once you tell somebody your whole life story, the first date, the second date, all there is to look forward to is sex.
That's it.
You've told all me everything about you. So all now I'm okay. Like, you know, I guess the next step is we lay down.
Mystery is gone.
There is no more mystery. And a lot of them just do not understand that.
And this would be my last statement here to give you guys a visual example of what the hoodie man is talking about. It's like back in the day when you would see a big booty girl and she wearing a dress and you like, oh my God, bro, you see how that dress sit up on that, bro. I could just imagine like if a cool wind go by accidentally. Ooh, it was class though. You didn't look at it like, you know what I'm saying? Let me go over there and try to grab one like niggas do now. But when you see a woman in leggings, pajama pants, high booty shorts, it's the same concept. The mystery gone. You know what it is. it don't change the fact if you want to lay down with it or not, but the mystery gone. I'm just saying, back in the day, y'all, when the mystery was there, if it was like, but don't or not, you'd be like, shout out to the 90s for the phrase, but don't. Loved it. But that's my thing. Like, if you're looking at it visually, you'll see a lot of women in the booty shorts, the leggings, you'd be like, ooh, but you know what it is. But to see a girl in a dress, it's like, oh my God. Skirts too. Shout out to the women with the skirts.
Right.
But you can take us out, El Presidente.
You know, I mean, it just goes to the whole, once you commit. If you out looking to commit, you don't have somebody, take it a little bit slower. I know we in the age of instant everything, but that relationship stuff still works the same. You get to know somebody, you build a friendship, you get into a relationship, you get into a committed relationship, you engage, and then you marry. If you keep that formula, you'll work it out. But it's got to be gradual. You just can't jump from one and skip a couple steps and think shit. Because it's not going to work. That's all I got, bro.
Ain't nothing else to say on that. Y'all already know what it is, man. I am the Hoodie Man. He is
Waveberg Slim.
Y'all know what they do. Love, peace,
and chicken grease
on Hood. We about this, biatch.